Don't touch that mouse. You are listening to Meet the Elite Podcast, where we bring business professionals together to promote their businesses and products to the world. Keep it right here.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome back to the show. My name is James, and joining us today, Janelle Barlow, the consultant. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
I'm doing real well today. Thanks for asking. So, Janelle, why don't you tell us a bit about yourself and what you do as a consultant?
Well, I help businesses retain their customers. A lot of businesses throw their customers away because they handle their complaints so poorly. You spend all the money getting them into the business, and then the customer has a problem, and the way that it is handled, that customer is lost. It's such a waste of money. Just money is left on the table is the way I like to put it.
Now, Janelle, how long have you been a consultant?
Oh, well, I not only am a consultant, I'm an author. I wrote the book, A Complaint is a Gift, and I'm also a speaker. And I've been doing that since it's hard for me to remember exactly, but somewhere in the 80s, like mid-80s is when I started.
Well, congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with that experience, what are some of the more advanced things that you've learned?
Some of the more what kind of things?
Advanced.
Exact.
Advanced, like, you know, the higher-up stuff,
advanced.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get it. And the field of complaint handling or customer retention is not an easy one, and people typically think it is. Many executives in businesses think that the best way to handle it is to script their staff. So when somebody calls with a complaint, the staff is just following a line after line after line as to what they should say. But complaint handling is not like that. It's a very involved field. I like to think it's where psychology meets customer retention. It's where emotion and it's where knowledge meets success. And all of that takes time, and all of that is not easily done. Unfortunately, many of the people who are the customer service are young. They're really not very sophisticated when it comes to emotional intelligence. And unless the business is willing to invest in their team and then set up their organization so that it supports the customers when they have a problem. I think there are two sides to this. One of them is, you got to be nice to that customer. You have to establish rapport, service, and it's a question of, I'll take care of you. Or you can take care of this issue for you. The side of it is the product side of it. And when there's a product, it has to be fixed fairly. That's really critical. Nobody likes to be treated as if, you know, I put my heart and soul into your business to buy this product, and now I'm not getting it, and I'm going to lose money on it, and a lot of inconvenience for me. That's unfairness, and businesses have to address that as well. You've got to handle both sides of it. You've got to have that rapport, and you've got to treat customers with fairness.
And finally, Janelle, how can the audience reach out and contact you?
Yeah, they can reach me on my webpage, which is A Complaint is a Gift. It's the name of my book. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook. And my email address is Janelle, my first name, Janelle@JanelleBarlow.com. I'm very available. If they just get on to Google and search my name, you'll find a dozen ways to reach me. I'd love to talk with people about this topic. This is such a fascinating issue.
Well, Janelle, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely, and I hope you have a really awesome day.
I think I'm going to.
All right, well.
All right.
Yeah, have a good one. To the rest of our listeners out here, be sure to stick around. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that mouse. You are listening to Meet the Elite Podcast, where we bring business professionals together to promote their businesses and products to the world. Keep it right here.